Ireland's data regulation regime was the main driver of tech multinational investment here, according to a survey by law firm William Fry. It replaces tax, which topped the same survey when it was last conducted in 2016. That factor is now ranked eighth behind the likes of access to talent and the country's legal framework. John O'Connor is partner in William Fry's technology department and he joins me now. John, what exactly is it that's drawing companies in terms of data regulation? Is Ireland seen maybe to have a lighter touch regime than other countries?
No, I don't think so. What's coming across in our report, Adam, is that Ireland's regulatory approach, not just in relation to data protection, but financial services too, and other regulated sectors, is that it's a firm but fair regulatory approach. And I think organizations are gravitating much more to consistent and predictable regulation, as well as political stability, as well as Ireland's common law system. So aspects like that, I think, are coming to the fore.
Now, last week, the European Court of Justice ruled that national watchdogs will be able to pursue tech firms for regulatory breaches, even if they're headquartered in Ireland and the data is based in Ireland. Do you think that's going to impact the attractiveness for data investments?
I don't think so in a significant way. The decision was really about that if issues play out in a particular domestic member state, other than Ireland, and they're not really pan-European issues that involve multiple member states, then the relevant regulator, say, in Belgium, would be able to carry out that investigation, which seems actually quite logical in practice. But when the aspects are then pan-European, it would be the lead regulator for that organisation. If that lead regulator happened to be the Data Protection Commission, then it would be done there. Equally, the decision said that the local regulator in the likes of Belgium would have to consult with the likes of the Data Protection Commission here in Ireland if the lead regulator for, let's say, the likes of Facebook was in fact the Data Protection Commission. So I don't think that's going to negatively impact upon Ireland's attractiveness.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, data replaces tax as the top motivator. That's fallen to eighth now. Has our low rate already lost its appeal because companies know what's coming down the tracks in terms of a global minimum rate?
No, not really. I think what's really happened in the last maybe 10 years, and certainly more quickly in the last 5 years, is that multinationals are looking at a multitude of factors when deciding to invest or establish operations in a particular region. And those factors are consistent regulation and predictable regulation, the legal system, political stability, the availability of talent, educated workforce, English speaking comes to the fore, particularly for Ireland. And tax, obviously, is a factor. But I think it was such a dominant factor for many years in terms of, you know, inward investment. It's no longer as dominant. It's one of the factors that is taken into consideration. And in our findings, it actually came eighth in a list of important factors that drive those decisions.
John O'Connor, partner in William Fry's technology department. Thank you very much.